This sibilant second is a sparkle. It's an explosion in the sky. A bursting beauty born beyond a moment in a time. Gone in a blink that an iambic pentameter couldn't hope to define. How she finishes quicker than I can ever even flow within a rhyme. She's a diamond in the rough. Something golden in the grime. Sweet as the feet of a bumblebee sitting at home living in the hive. Most beautiful present you've ever given, having the bow slowly untied. When you are truly present and your awareness is open in the mind. Futilely grasp the future and past, intimate emotions will collide. Thinking your path or wherever you're at isn't what you've chosen is a lie. You can sink in a sea of sorrow, bone chilling cold in the spine, or find a way to ride the wave that flows within the tide. See, the heavenly music presented to you is composed with the divine. When you kill your worldly woes, then let them go into the light. Ends of the earth never to return, you learn the soul lifts to a height greater than the pitch that a piccolo played Mozart's first opening night. Me, myself, and I. Every friend and enemy. Jesus H. Christ, God and the Holy Trinity. Buddha, Allah, love, Zen, heaven, divinity, the universe, reality, everything to infinity. The grounds beneath my feet. The oxygen that's filling me. Every subtle sound I hear when I'm carefully listening. Peaceful presence. Paradigm shifts. Epiphanies. They're all but poetic words we use to describe the same soliloquy called life. Or existence, or some other name that we've invented. It doesn't matter how you label it, it wouldn't fit in a sentence, wouldn't fit in a novel with 1,000 pages of reference. Even attempting to scratch the surface, your time would be ill invested. So what I now realize as a lover of words is that it's futile to describe such a wonderful verb instead of trying to understand it. What I have come to learn is that life is simply meant to be lived, loved, and observed.